Good morning to Jason Cairns for the best 5 minutes of the day at 5:45, 30 degrees.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. How's your day going so far?
Well, a little disappointed to see the snow outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to be done with that for the year, I think. So
yeah, that seems to be the general reaction.
Sitting in a large, heavy coat this morning. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Well, hang in there. It's coming. We've got a bunch of 50-degree days we're stringing together. Starting Saturday, they've elevated the forecast from 48 to 50 on Saturday. And I can, I don't know about promise, but I'm very confident that it's going to get beyond 50 all the way through Wednesday. So that's pretty good.
That's good. Yeah, I'll take that.
All right. So I was thinking on the way to work today, I'm like, Jason is a wonderful guy. There's just a couple of food deficiencies. He doesn't like raisins and he doesn't like pineapples on pizza.
That's true.
But that's just a matter of my take.
That is true.
That's just a matter of my take. Yeah. But So Shauna Nyquist has this new book out. I think it's called I guess I didn't learn that yet or something. And so she apparently has this thing about, hey, everybody, gather around and read and snuggle and we'll have comfort food. And she had this big picture of just, like, she called it like a mountain of Raisin Toast. And I couldn't help but post it on Facebook and ask for your opinion.
Yeah, that is not comfort food. I think what I wrote was another spiritual hero lost. It's really too bad. You know, I mean, if spiritual heroes are going to fall, I suppose that's about as good a reason as any. But, man, pile of Raisin Toast. Oof.
It elevated her, in my opinion. You got to understand, when we have breakfast on Saturday, I sometimes have eaten at home, and so my second breakfast will be at 7:15 at Randy's, and I'll get Raisin Toast and coffee. And in ordering it in Jason's presence, it's like an act of faith.
Yes. Yeah. We continue to persevere as friends.
Right.
And partly because you don't actually make me eat the Raisin Toast.
You want me to slide a piece over tomorrow?
No. Okay. I think that's, I like the smell. Let's just leave it at that.
Good. It encouraged me. I'm like, yes, Shauna, that's comfort food. All right, we've got Colossians 3. We're having a great time in this wonderful epistle, and we're up to verse 15 today. So,
yeah, another great verse. The verse says, "And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts, for as members of one body you are called to live in peace and always be thankful."
Mm-hmm. And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, Colossians 3:15, he tackles it this way. When you are centered in that place of love and relational beauty, like that, my peace surrounds you. All my children are interconnected. Live with gratitude in your relationships. Mm-hmm. Thoughts?
Good words, but difficult to practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that, I believe those words, both in what the scripture says and kind of how my take on it. That's really the best way to proceed, love and relational beauty. And of course, I think we all want to live in peace, but boy, it's difficult.
Mm. We should go to a bonus this morning because I saw a quote from you, John Philip Newell, but you've quoted him a couple of times, apparently.
I read him a lot. So was it the one about Genesis?
It was about identity.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here it is. Spirituality does not consist of being told what to do. It consists of being reminded of who we are. Only when we know who we are will we be clearer about what we should do. And again, I'm going back. My connection here is in terms of how we function relationally, you know, but maybe the foundation of knowing who we are.
Yeah, I think that's key. Is kind of understanding who we are in Christ, our union with Christ. And that really informs everything else.
And I've talked about this before. The book, The Search for Significance, did a study with Gene Hayes on that. But the idea that the devil's plan for your identity is your perception of what other people think about you. But he's like, God's plan is that you are his son or daughter through faith in Christ. And that, to me, you know, it really busted me because I realized how much I wanted my identity to be based on, you know, my accomplishments. And it was, that's just busted if you're the chief core identity is I'm a child of God.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we need to remember that because it's challenging.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, breakfast tomorrow?
So I won't be at breakfast tomorrow. Tomorrow is the solo and ensemble competition in Chippewa Falls. And Ian is up first thing at 8 o'clock. So Heather will be at in Chanhassen with Tessa for dance. So I will be in Chippewa bright and early tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, I think I scared him away because of the raisin toast, but he's just using it as an excuse. But all right. I hear you.
Sounds good.
Thank you. All right. We'll miss him tomorrow morning.
Well, it's coming up on 22 minutes past 7 o'clock and 31 degrees, Halvo. And again, we're trucking through a lot of great song requests here. And just in case folks hadn't joined us before, this was a great idea that Keith had.
Yeah, right. Keith had Casting Crowns in the tournament. And he said, you know, as we're listening here, I just thought maybe for next year you guys could play whoever people had going in the championship round. What would have been their fifth song? And so we were like, that's such a good idea. Let's do it this year.
Yeah.
And so we're all over it today, and we got a lot of them in before 7, but I left you some of the more challenging ones to find between now and 9.
We're working on that, too. Mm-hmm. And again, a lot of them coming up.
Yeah. Our Masters contest also going on, and again, we had kind of a mixture yesterday, whereas if I had to explain it to my wife at home, then I may have to explain it to the listeners. She's like, your mom chose a Masters golfer named Guy Penrod. No. That was for next year. Mom was thinking, we were talking about the CCM tournament. Mercy Me won it just barely over Toby Mac yesterday. But we got a Masters. We kind of mix things like we do multiple promotions.
Sure.
Because Caleb is very ambitious. And so we've got a $20 gift certificate for Sammy's Pizza, London Road in Eau Claire. Delish. Stop there this weekend. We got 2 tickets from Icon Cinema. Go see a movie this weekend. And a week away, the soundtrack for this wonderful faith-based musical that was on Netflix. And so somebody gets the CD for that. Here's the deal. We had a lot of people entering the tournament yesterday, getting all sorts of folks. They've got that golfer for the weekend. But I don't think anybody has Sungjae Im, who's leading the Masters 5-under-67.
Man, so who knows? And again, a lot could change in the next 3 days of the Masters as well, too. But one of you hopefully will be winning those prizes come Monday morning.
I could tell you Randy and Stanley, Randy Vandeleu, has Cameron Smith, and he is in second place at 4-under. Okay. How about Tiger, 1-under, 15 months after his accident?
Yeah, pretty impressive, impressive. So again, follow the Masters, and we'll let you know. Uh-huh. We'll let you know come Monday who's closest, and maybe one of you walking away with some great prizes. All right, well, this is fun. It's a free Fuel Friday. Free Fuel Fridays, courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers. And it is time to pay off somebody else's gas receipts. This is a lot of fun. It's the second day we have done this. So we are paying back what someone paid at the pump, courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers, with a fuel receipt tallying $45.54. Our next winner is Rachel Leshko from Cameron.
You just got a free tank of gas, courtesy of Marquardt Motors. It's Free Fuel Fridays on WWIB.
Well, congratulations, Rachel Leshko from Cameron. We'll be mailing you a check for $45.54 thanks to Marquardt. And friends, you could be our next Free Fuel Fridays winner. We are paying off those painful gas receipts every Friday now through April 22nd. All you have to do, submit a selfie at the gas pump or with your latest fuel receipt for a chance to win back what you paid. We're also giving one of you a $500 gas card. That is not a verbal typo. $500 in gas at the end of the contest to one of you who enters. Enter now at wwib.com/freefuel. A little later than normal, but it's time for our weekly tradition here on Fridays. It's where we get you caught up, friends. Everything that you might have missed in the past week. News, sports, politics, pop culture. We aggregate all of that, conglomerate it all, and bring it to you. But we give it to you in bite-sized little pieces. It's like Frosted Mini-Wheats. We respect your time. We call it headlines. Here we go.
You're making me hungry. The Masters Golf Tournament started yesterday.
The world's top players are practicing their tee shots, sharpening their putting strokes, and fine-tuning their allergy medicines for azaleas.
That's right.
In other news, Skippy Corporation announced a recall of about 60,000 jars of peanut butter that might have a small piece of stainless steel in them from a piece of manufacturing equipment.
Well, my tongue was stuck to the roof of my mouth, but now it's laying on the kitchen floor.
Ow.
A runner who was sucker punched in the middle of a high school race in Florida does not want to press charges.
And could somebody tell me why Will Smith is running high school races?
Shouldn't happen.
A study found that if a vending machine has a built-in 25-second delay system, people will actually make healthier choices.
Yeah, for instance, they'll choose the regular Oreos instead of the double stuff.
Every bit counts.
Wallet Hub's latest survey says 7 of the top 10 most stressed out states are in the South.
Well, making buttermilk biscuits 3 times a day from scratch is no walk in the park.
Mm.
Finally, swimsuit season is coming and I'm on this all new coffee diet.
Mm. So far, I've jittered off 5 pounds.
It seems to be working.
And finally, the U.S. government seized a 254-foot yacht in Spain owned by an oligarch with close ties to Vladimir Putin.
Word is they were so close, they shared the same Netflix account.
That's close.
That's another illegal thing. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Also, this morning, she calls herself just a grandma from Fall Creek, but as the founder of Helping Hands for Our Children in the Chippewa Valley, Shauna Hansen says they take things people don't want and give them to people who do. She's inviting folks to Midwest Home Supply in Eau Claire tomorrow from noon to 3.
There will be free pictures with the Easter Bunny. We are handing out 100 free ice cream scoops that Culver's donated to us. We also have 100 haircuts from Sports Clips. And we're doing 220 Easter baskets. And we have stuffed animals, and we also have brand new book bags donated by L.E. Phillips Memorial Library.
Learn more about Helping Hands for Our Children in the Chippewa Valley Sunday at 5:05 on Chippewa Valley this week.
Going through our 5th song finales. Again, our CCM song showdown here in the WIB Wake Up Show just ended yesterday. Mercy Me defeated Toby Mac. But again, we had 32 songs and artists, 32 of you, the WIB family, who nominated artists. And so again, for 30 of you, you didn't get to be in that finale. And so we're trying to honor all of those picks, what you chose as your 5th and final song if your artist had made it all the way to the championship. So that was for Vicky and Eau Claire. This is for Frank in the Birchwood area. Johnny Cash, one of the biggest surprises of the tournament, he made it a long way before being edged by Jason Gray. This is Frank's finale, Just As I Am.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because you promise, I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come.
I think if you know some about the life of Johnny Cash and his struggles with the addiction, the ups and downs in his life, him singing the song Just As I Am carries even more weight. The man in black, right? But washed clean through the blood of Jesus Christ, the hope that we have. A great fifth song finale from Frank from Birchwood. Again, as we go through as many of those as we can, the songs that would have been in the championship if your artist had made it all the way through.
Well, it's Friday, April 8th. That means as we do the best of the week, all of it comes from the month of April. And boy, we had a lot that didn't make it into the best of week. I've compressed what did into 2.5 minutes, and this is what it sounds like. Today in history, the big deal today is Twinkies. Yeah, it's Twinkie Day. Why? Of course, because Hostess Twinkies invented on this day in 1930, and the world has never been the same since.
Now, Havel, I can't say that I watched the Grammys last night. It just seems like there's too much violence in award shows these days. But
Caleb, every morning before I come into work, I make my wife's coffee, and it just occurred to me as I was making the Italian roast here in our machine, I'm like, did I make her coffee this morning? And she's on the line for the formal apology. Good morning, dear.
Good morning.
So I'm assuming
I'm
the answer.
Awake. I'm barely awake because I haven't had enough coffee.
I'm sorry. I'm formally apologizing in front of thousands. So
I just figured that I've been gone, and you're just out of the habit of making coffee.
Yeah. People used to say prunes instead of cheese when having their pictures taken.
Really?
You feel like that would make you smile? Prunes, everybody, prunes.
Oh, boy.
Somebody's grandma came up with that.
Sleeping next to your spouse makes you fall asleep faster, reduces depression, and helps you live longer until they start to snore.
Yes, indeed. We have a special birthday song shout out to go with.
Yeah, Vicki Westaby would have turned 60 today. It's her first birthday in heaven, and her family, her son Ryan, emailing me, mark@wib.com, and saying that, and I was at her celebration of life, and she loved Christmas, and one of her favorite songs, Ryan says, was It's About the Cross by Go Fish, and so he's asking for that today. He says, we always picked on her that it wasn't a Christmas song, but an Easter song. But he says, to be honest, it's a great Christmas song as it points to Easter, which he reminds us is the reason Christmas matters. So in memory of Vicki this morning, Vicki Westaby.
Exactly. Everything from creation to consummation, it points toward the cross. And the cross points toward that empty tomb because there is hope.
You're a winner of the 2022 CCM Song Showdown on the WIB Wake Up Show is Mercy Me.
Wow.
Mercy Me and Finally Home. I think we had a record voter turnout today. People used to say prunes instead of cheese when having their pictures taken.
Really?
You feel like that would make you smile? Prunes. Everybody, prunes.
Oh, boy.
Somebody's grandma.
Well, I'm smiling now.
I surprised myself. That prunes thing is supposed to be the end, not in the middle, too.
I would just say, so nice you have to hear it twice. Well, another thing, we've got to hear the best of the week.
Yeah.
By Havel. Thank you so much.